Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 Shabu Tov, yes, son.
In my life, oh, yeah, with King Alpha and Queen Omega. Father and mother of creation, Hallelujah.
Yes, 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 hallelujah. Shibuto, yes, I good strong, sabbatical strong right here, here, first day service, yes, I, Rastafari, and then you're not, again,
yes, I. In oh. Oh, yeah, with King Alpha and Queen O. Father and mother of creation, is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rehob and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Hulatanya. Sosenya be lete hud yemibal. Said on Sundays, the first day. Sidkinya sara senvetina yakabram sohulu sadikno. Wode ekaziavi heram lukota yegeba. Kamitmanana yilayenya yohona fetzmoibel. Sidkin yasara. Sendatin yakabramso hulu sadikno. Blessed is he who does truth and honors the Sabbath. Let him not question whether he would be outcast from the multitudes if he was to enter into the worship of the sustainer, Ekaziaber, Cha, Rastafari. Blessed is he who does truth, righteousness, and honors the Sabbath, the Senvet.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu.
Shabuah, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
This is Psalm 24 without apology. Muta Maruka and Luciana, trust me.
Yes, it's the Lord and the fullness thereof.
The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof.
World and they that dwell therein.
The world and they that dwell therein. for he had found it upon the sea.
He had born and he danced his feet.
And established it upon the flood.
Established it on the flood.
Who shall ascend in the hill of
Jacob?
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Who shall stand in the holy place?
He that has clean hands
and
a pure heart.
And pure heart.
Who hath not lifted up his soul into vanity, nor scorned his equal. He hath received the blessing from Jah-Jah and righteousness from the Almighty of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him.
This is the generation that seek him the most high God.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Seek thy face, O Jacob.
Lift up your head, O ye gates.
Oh, lift up
and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
And the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
I say who?
Emperor Haile Eyes, the last eye. Shall come in.
And the King of Glory, yes, the King of Glory shall come in.
Who is this King of Glory?
Say,
Emperor
Haile Eye,
Selassie Eye. He is the King of Glory.
Earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of Glory shall come in. Who is this King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
gonna make high. Me behind.
Mizmor Kafdalet, Le David Mizmor, Ladonai Haaretz Umeloa, Tevel Veyosh Veva, Kihu Al Yamim Yesada, Veal Neharot Yechoneneha, Mi Yaale Vehar Adonai, Umi Yakum Bimkom Kocho, Neki Chapaim Uvar Levav, Asher Lo Nasa Lashav Nafshi, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחה מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעוד. זה דור דורשיו מבקשי פניך, יעקב, סלע. שאו שערים רעשיכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשיכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד. סלע, 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 סלע.
Padamawi, Padamawi.
Inflacia!
for whom praises is due forever.
مزمور 23 بقنف 24 بمجمريا سنبت يداويت مزمور مدرنا مولاوا لاغزيابيرنا علمم بارسوام يميورو ارسو بباهروچ مسرطوالنا بفساشوچم ماطنطوالنا ود اغزيابير ترارا مان يوطال بقدسناو سفرا مان يقومال فجوچو ينصو لبو نصو يهونه نفسوني لكنتو يالا نسا لبالن جراون بشنغلا يالمال ارسو كاكزيابير زند بركتن كمدهاني تو عملاك مهرتني قبلا ايشي تولد درسوني متفلقنا ياقوبين عملاك فيتين متفلق انان تمكوان انتوش بروش انكفتو يزلالم دجوش انكفتو يكبر منقوسي قبا يكبر نقوس مان نو اكزيابير نو برتو النهاية እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፍ ኃያል እናንተ መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉስ ነው
Psalm 24 The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah.
לדוד מזמור, אדוני הארץ ונועה, בבית ויושב בה, כי הוא על ימים יסדה, והנערות יכונניה, יעלה בהר אדוני, ויקום במקום קודשו, נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשווא נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה, יסבר החם את אדוני, וצדקה אלוהי ישעו, זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך יעקב סלה, זהו שערים ראשיכם ינשאו בתחי העולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני חיזוץ וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה, זהו שערים ראשיכם ושאו בתחי העולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד, מזה מלך הכבוד, אדוני צבאות, ומלך הכבוד סלה.
And it's terrible among men. He didn't know like your name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like the name.
I and I are the black Jews.
Of the new covenant, here I, O Israel, Jarastafari is one. Blazing tongue of flame, get out you till now you know your name come. For he shall have judgment without mercy, that have shown no mercy. For mercy rejoices against judgment, in secret ridicule. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief on a stone, elect and precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who is called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Having good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, that they may be ashamed and falsely accuse your good conversation in Jah. You change of the new name covenant. Here I am, Israel. The Rastafari is one. Time is come that judgment must begin at the house of Jah. And if it first begin at I and I, what shall be the end of them that obey not Jah? Behold, the hire of the laborers who are reaped down for field, which is of you kept back by fraud, quiet, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabbath or army. Children of the new name covenant, here I am, Israel. Jah Rastafari is one. Children of the new name covenant, here I am, Jah Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one. Jah Rastafari is one.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of...
You not be yourself as Ethiopian, no, no. Tell them, say, you not be yourself as Ethiopian, no.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
And when some people with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord.
Just Rastafari.
When I lay my vengeance upon thee.
For from the rising of the sun even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, 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 saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes, Jatama, for there go Rasta.
You are never listening to the sound Sky Moore Ambassador. A killer.
Oh, you know.
The sound and the crowd gather round. See the butter number one sound. Come on, Ambassador, make you move up. Come on, little lady. Come Ambassador, make you rap up. And come on, I'm on Ambassador, make you move up. Come on, Papa Barrington, I move up.
Bring up the arm and the people start to bark. Ambassa make you back up.
Bangladesh,
mo ambassa make you act up.
Bangladesh,
hey fi the arm and a di and fi di da. Hey fi the arm, can say that di and fi di da.
Hey you chat and my selfie, tell me where you got. Two cricket bats and one side brat. When me take a sack, we got to play some tap. Take a little sack, we have to play from the
Mandela.
Make you bad song.
Bang 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 little
I'm eh. Ambassa make you move so. I'm a ambassa make you dance so. Bang bang little bit. I'm a ambassa make you rock so. And I saw me say.
Hey little girl, I beg you tell me where you got. Two cricket bats and I wanna cricket bat. Go up on the track and then my power that. More ambassa make you bad go.
Come on little lady.
More ambassa make you bad go.
Tell me where she really great. I know me herb and me matches and skin. Sometimes guineas and sometimes this. Come little lady, little lady, little lady, little lady, little lady, little lady. Come little lady, papa, papa, more I make your bad go.
And
sing say a dear soul music. I just stubborn the rappers. And when you sing say a dear soul music, I just stop and rappers.
I'm Elijah Muhammad, the preacher of freedom, justice, and equality to my people here in the Western Hemisphere and in the United States of America, who has been lost from their own people for 400 years. Now they have been found by Almighty God Allah. In the person of
Kadamawi, Kadamawi,
the whom praise is due for
Kabur le Kalu, Kabur le Dimsu, Kabur le Hailu. Glory to the Word. Glory be to the Word. Glory be to the sound. Glory be to the power. Kabur le Kalu, Kabur le Dimsu, Kabur le Hailu, Kabur le Abinu, le Melkenu. Glory be to thy Father and thy King. Kabur le Abuna, le Ngusna, le Kedamawi, Haile Selassie. Glory be to the first power of the Trinity. Be Shem Yeshua, Ha Moshiach, in name of Yeshua, the Messiah. Be Getachna, Be Medchanatachin. Be Jesus Christus sin. Amen.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Hear, Shema'ah, Yisrael, hear, give ear, O Yisrael, hear for the seventh Aliyah, the seventh up offering up, the seventh reading here for this Shabbat, Wa'era, Sabbath, and I appeared. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus chapter 9. Here at verse 17, for the Shavi'i, here for the seventh Aliyah, seventh offering up, going up offering, seventh reading, for Shabbat Wa'era, Sabbath, and I appeared. Odeka Misa Tolela Be Ami Le Bilti Shalacham. As yet exaltest thou thyself against my people, that thou wilt not let them go? Odeka misa tolela be'ami le'vilti yashalcham. As yet exaltest thou the I thyself against my people? Odeka misa tolela be'ami, that thou the I will not let them go? Le'vilti yashalcham. Behold, tomorrow about this time, I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as hath not been in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, Gibbets, and Kemet, since the day it was founded, even until now. Hini mamatira ka eita mahara barada kaveda meoda asher lo haya ka mohu be mitraim le min hayoma hiya wasada we ada ot. Behold, hini, behold, tomorrow, about this time, about this Iowa, hini, mamatira kaeta machara, as yet exalted thou thyself, the I self, as yet exalted thou the I self against me, my people, that thou wilt not let them go? Nay. Behold, look, see, hear this. Hear this. Tomorrow, about this time, this Iowa, I will cause it to rain a very grievous hail, such as hath not been in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, since the foundation thereof, even until now. Send therefore now, and gather thy cattle and all that thou hast in the field, for upon every man and beast which shall be found in the field and shall not be brought home, the hail shall come down upon them, and they shall die. He that feareth, that respecteth, that reverence, he that respecteth the word of Yahuwah of Jah, over among the servants of Paro, Pharaoh, made his servants and his cattle flee into the houses. And he that regardeth, that respecteth not the word of Yahuwah of Jah, over, left his servants and his cattle in the field. The contest with Paro, with Pharaoh, the tenth miracle, the seventh judgment. Verse 22. And Yahuwah said to Moshe, stretch forth thine hand toward heaven, that there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, upon man and upon beast and upon every herb of the field throughout the land of Egypt. And Moshe stretched forth his rod toward heaven, and Yahuwah sent thunder and hail, and the fire ran along upon the ground. And Yahuwah rained hail upon the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, very grievous, such as there was none like it in all the land of Egypt, Mitzrayim, since it became a nation. And the hail smote throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast, and the hail smote every herb of the field, and brake every tree of the field. Only in the land of Hushan, Goshen,
where the B'nai Israel, the sons, the children of Israel were, was there no hail. And Paro, Pharaoh, sent and called for Moshe with Aharon and said to them, I have ucked up, I have sinned this time, this Iowa. I have sinned. Yahweh Tzadik, Tzadik Yahweh, he who be who he be is righteous, is just. And I and me are wicked, ratchet. Entreat Yahweh, for it is enough, it is enough, it is enough that there be no more mighty thunderings and hail. And I will let you go, and ye all shall stay no longer. And Moses said to him, as soon as I am gone out of the city, I will spread abroad mine hands to Yahweh, and the thunder shall cease, neither shall there be any more hail, that thou mayest know how that the earth is the Yahweh is he who be who he be, his divine majesties. But as for thee, the I and thy servants, I know that ye all will not yet fear, respect, reverence Yahuwah, he who be who he be, Elohim. And the flax and the barley was smitten, for the barley was in the ear, and the flax was bold. But the wheat and the rye were not smitten, for they were not grown up. And hear, Shema Yisrael, here for the Maftir. The Maftir reading here for this Shabbat Wa'era, Sabbath, and I appeared. Here, second book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Exodus. Here from the Sefer Shemot, book of the names, Exodus chapter 9. Here at verse 33, for the maftir for this Shabbat Wa'era. Vayetzei Moshe me'im paro et ha'ir, vayayifarosa kapayo illa Yahuwah, vayayachedilu ha kolota we ha barada ua matar loa nitaka arza. And Moshe went out of the city from Paro, the great house, and spread forth his hands to Yahuwah, to Jah, over, and the thunders and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. Vayetzei Moshe me'im paro el ha'ir, vayayifrosa kapayo el Yehovah. And Moshe went out of the city. Vayetzei Moshe me'im paro et ha'ir, from Pharaoh, and spread forth his hands to Jehovah. Vayayifrosa kapayo El Yehovah, to Jehovah, and the thunders and hail cease. Vayayachid delu hakolota, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. Vayachid delu hakolota vay habarada ua matara lo yinitak arza, and the rain was not poured upon the earth.
Uamatar lo nitak
And Moshe, Moses, went out of the city from Paro'on Pharaoh and spread abroad his hands to Yahuwah, and the thunders and hail ceased, and the rain was not poured upon the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunder were ceased, he sinned, he ucked up, he lacked yet more and hardened his heart, he and his servants. And the heart of Pharaoh was hard, and neither would he let the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, go. As Yahuwah, who he be, had spoken by Moshe, by Moses. Thus completes the reading and the feeding, the Aliyah, for this 14th weekly Torah portion, reading and feeding, Wa'era, Tegeletuhu. Kabur l'kalu, kabur l'dinsu, kabur l'chaylu, glory be to the word, sound, power, kabur l'abinu, l'melkenu, glory be to I, Father, Abuna, I, King, Nagusina, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, Beshem, Yeshua, HaMoshiach. Amen. Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, I and the virtual King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Jalor. Wa'imru. Amen.
Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Natan Lanu Torat Emet Vayeolam Natei Vatokanu Baruch Atah Yahweh Noten HaTorah Shelah.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot.
Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity, his days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down, touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
The lion Judah shall break every chain. The lion of Judah shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering
Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, 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 Judah. Even in Jerusalem, 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 even in Jerusalem. Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Judah, 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 against Judah. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, 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 as the angel of the Lord before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them. And the house of David shall be as God, shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them.
Ja, Al Selassie Inasan.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tovim Veratzah bedibreihim hane'amarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai habocher batorah u'moshe abdo u'beisrael ammo u'benebiei ha'emet watzedek. Blessed art the eye, Adonai, Eloheinu, eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the eye, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, verses 25 to chapter 29, verse 21. Vesama abuabale mefasa kadus, ahaduam lak. Thus saith the sovereign Yahweh, Kuruku. When I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered, and shall be sanctified in them in the sight of the heathen, then shall they dwell in their land that I have given to my servant Jacob, and they shall dwell safely therein, and shall build houses and plant vineyards. Yea, they shall dwell with confidence, when I have executed judgments upon all those that despise them round about them, and they shall know that I am Yahweh the Elohim Buruku. Chapter 29. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, in the 12th day of the month, the word of Yahweh Buruku came to me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and prophesy against him, and against all Egypt. Speak and say, Thus saith the sovereign Yahweh, Behold, I am against thee, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, the great dragon that lieth in the midst of the rivers, which have said, My river is my own, and have made it for myself. But I will put hooks in thy jaws, and I will cause the fish of thy rivers to stick to thy scales. And I will bring thee up out of the midst of thy rivers, and all the fish of thy rivers shall stick to thy scales. And I will leave thee thrown into the wilderness, thee and all the fish of thy rivers. Thou shalt fall upon the open fields, thou shalt not be brought together, nor gathered. I have given thee for meat to the beast of the field, and to the fowls of the heaven, and all the inhabitants of Egypt shall know that I am Yahweh Buruku, because they have been a staff of reed to the house of Israel. When they took hold of thee by thy hand, thou didst break and rend all their shoulder. And when they leaned upon thee, thou breakest and madest all their loins to be at stand. Therefore thus saith the sovereign Yahweh, Behold, I will bring a sword upon thee, and cut off man and beast out of thee. And the land of Egypt shall be desolate and waste, and they shall know that I am Yahweh, because he have said, The river is mine, and I have made it. Behold, therefore, I am against thee and against thy rivers, and I will make the land of Egypt utterly waste and desolate, from the tower of Sin even to the border of Ethiopia. No foot of man shall pass through it, nor foot of beast shall pass through it, neither shall it be inhabited 40 years. And I will make the land of Egypt desolate in the midst of the countries that are desolate, and her cities among the cities that are laid waste shall be desolate 40 years. And I will scatter the Egyptians among the nations, and will disperse them through the countries. Yet thus saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku, at the end of 40 years will I gather the Egyptians from the people whither they were scattered, and I will bring again the captivity of Egypt, and will cause them to return into the land of Patros, into the land of their habitation, and they shall be there a base kingdom. It shall be the basset of the kingdoms, neither shall it exalt itself any more above the nations, for I will diminish them, that they shall no more rule over the nations. And it shall be no more the confidence of the house of Israel,
which bringeth their iniquity to remembrance, when they shall look after them. But they shall know that I am the sovereign Yahweh, Buruku. And it came to pass in the 7th and 20th year, in the first month, in the first day of the month, the word of Yahweh Buruku came to me, saying, Son of man, Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, caused his army to serve a great service against Tyrus. Every head was made bald, and every shoulder was peeled. Yet had he no wages, nor his army, for Tyrus, for the service that he had served against it. Therefore, thus saith the sovereign Yahweh, Buruku, Behold, I will give the land of Egypt to Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and he shall take her multitude, and take her spoil, and take her prey, and it shall be the wages for his army. I have given him the land of Egypt for his labor, wherewith he served against it, because they are right for me, saith the sovereign Yahweh Buruku. In that day will I cause the horn of the house of Israel to bud forth, and will give thee the opening of the mouth in the midst of them. And they shall know that I am Yahweh Buruku. Amen. Glory to whom words sound and power. Jah Rastafari forever.
Sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people, my people.
Because what's up to North Africa? Then we moved on to South Africa, make a move over West Africa, and then we end up in Ethiopia, man.
Africa,
whoa. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Here I come.
We're coming to take it.
Africa,
whoa. Hold on strong.
Here I come.
See the Israelites, them coming.
When we go there, we now run. Cha-cha knows that we are.
Always sing to him songs of praise.
True to Wahido, the true teaching, 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 teaching.
I was lost. I was lost in sin and sorrow on an isle. My child, I've come to save you. Step on board and follow me. 'Tis the old ship of Zion. Ship of Zion.
Daddy, are you alright?
I'm
and fine.
People are looking at you.
Thank you, sister, for the soothing truths in that old hymn.
Amen.
Safe with Jesus, the captain.
No, he is.
There are millions of Christians throughout the world. Your Imperial Majesty will regard you as the reincarnation of Jesus Christ.
I had heard of that idea. I also met certain Rastafarians. I told them clearly that I am a man, that I am mortal, and that I will be replaced by the oncoming generation, and that they should never make a mistake in assuming or pretending that the human being is emanated from a deity.
But despite this clear declaration, millions of Ethiopians still believe that he is the reincarnation of Jesus Christ. Others at least proclaim him the defender of their faith and the symbol of their power. They always sing to him songs of praise.
The true teaching.
Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume.
Blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit HaChadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarut Shel Habarit HaChadash. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarit HaChadash. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
Shema Yisrael,
Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
The Brit Chadasha Chadis Kidan Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 14. Wa'era, and I appeared. From the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 9, verse 14 through 33. We begin, B'Shem Ha'ab, Wehabin, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who he be, the one. Romans chapter 9. Elohim's mercy is under his sovereign will. Verse 14, Yod Dalet. Verse 15, Tate Wow. Verse 16, Tate Zain. Im Kain Hanomar Sheyesh Awu Be Elohim Khalila Ki Lmoshe Amar We Hanoti Et Dasher Ahon We Rahamti Et Dasher Arahim We Al Kain Ain Hadabar Lo Biyad Harotse We Lo Biyad Harat Ki im biyad ha Elohim ham rachem. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with Elohim? Elohim forbid. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of Elohim that sheweth mercy. For the scripture saith to Pharaoh, even for the same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might shew my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore has he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will he hardeneth. Thou wilt say then to me, why does he yet find fault? For who has resisted his will? Nay, but O man, who art thou that thou repliest against Elohim? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, why hast thou formed me thus? Has not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel to honor and another to dishonor? What if Elohim, willing to shew his wrath and to make his power known, endured with much long-suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction, and that he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy that he has afore prepared to glory, even us whom he has called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles? The prophets foretold the blinding of Israel and mercy to the Gentiles, as he saith also in Osi, in Hosea, I will call them my people that were not my people, and her beloved that was not beloved. And it shall come to pass that in the place where it was said to them, ye are not my people, there shall they be called B'nai El Chai, B'nai Chaliai, the children of the living God. Isaiah also crieth concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved. For he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work will Yahuwah make upon the earth. And as Isaiah said before, except Yahuwah Tzevaot, the Lord of hosts, had left us a seed, we had been as Sodom and been made like to Gomorrah. What shall we say then? That the Gentiles that followed not after righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness that is of faith. But Israel, that followed after the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as if it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at the stumbling stone. As it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth in him shall not be ashamed. Kaburla Kalu, Kaburla Dimtu, Kaburla Chailu, Kaburla Ketamawi, Chaile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I. Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Mesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob, the great, mighty, and awesome God, exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings a redeemer to the children's children for the sake of his name.
O King, you are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are you, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like you, mighty one, and who can be compared to you, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are you, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore you as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto you as it is written by your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and your name is holy, and holy beings praise you daily for all eternity. Blessed are you, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from you wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are you, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to your service, and bring us back to you in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are you, Lord, who desires repentance. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For you are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are you, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of your name. For you, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are you, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For you are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For you, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are you, Lord, who heals the sick of his people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of his produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For you are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are you, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of this people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former time, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are you, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of your people be speedily extirpated, and may you swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in you. Blessed are you, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, your city, and dwell therein as you have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are you, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, your servant, to flourish and increase his power by your salvation, for we hope for your salvation all day. Blessed are you, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord, our God, merciful Father. Have compassion upon us and accept our prayers in mercy and favor, for you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer.
restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offering and prayer, and may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never seen, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessings, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of light and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to another counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our Father, that the Beth Hamkidosh be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In your
amen.
Torah. In
amen.
Your
amen. Amen.
The Lord. The Lord. The Lord.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important?
So hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, 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 give ear, hear for... Here for a brief Shabbat to come, table talk, this chat right here for this overview for Wa'era, and I appeared, Wa'era, and I appeared, Wa'era. Here picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Exodus. Exodus chapter 6, verse 2 to Exodus chapter 9, verse 35. Now, synopsis here, we have to remember we're in the second reading here in the second book of Moshe. So in the previous sabbatical strong, the previous last week's Torah portion reading and feeding, we had Shemot, names were Eile, Shemot, and these are the Shemot, Shem, the Shem, name, Shemot, the name, Simoch, Bamarinya, Simoch. So we have the names, and here we have the revelation of Hashem, Hashem, the name, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem. Blessed be the name. So in Shemot, it told us, we read and we studied and we heard how Moshe, where Aharon and Aaron were commissioned, co-missioned. They were commissioned to go before Lifnei Faron, before the great house, before Pharaoh, Paro, and delivered Adonai Rastafari message. And the message is to Shelach et ha'ami, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me, to I, Bamidbar, in the wilderness, in the desert. Picking off Exodus chapter 5, verse 1. Not only did Paro, the great house, Pharaon, reject the request, however, but he further imposed harsh decrees against the Bnei Yisrael, against the sons, against the children of Yisrael, Yashar El, the upright of El, Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God. And this caused them to suffer, sufferation, botheration, tribulation, even more. Now Moshe then appealed to Jehovah, to Yahweh, to He who be, we be, to HaKadosh, to the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, who reassured Moshe that Pharaon, the great house, would eventually relent because of the greater might, Biyad Chazaka, Biyad, by the Yad Chazaka, by the strong hand, the greater might of Ha Elohim, of the true good, the true God, the true Elohim, Ha Elohim. The true Trinity is the Hebrew Trinity. Ha Elohim's power to deliver, to deliver Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael. Now, in this sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding here, this parasha, right, this kufal of the kufale, right, also pointing to Lico Genesis, you know, and the Ethiopic points of references in the studies, in the Midrash. But in this, a sabbatical Torah portion, reading and feeding right here, the 14th, right, in the sabbatical studies here, in the second semester here, we have Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, Yahweh, Yahuwah. Jehovah told Moshe that he was going to fulfill his yea and his amen, his promise to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov, to the Hebrew patriarchs, by giving the Bnei Yisrael, by giving the sons, the children of Yisrael, the land of Canaan. Land of Canaan, the Ka'anu'anu, and that he had heard the, quote, groaning, the moaning and groaning of the people of Amo Yisrael, whom the Mitzrayim, whom the Egyptians held as bondmen and bondwomen in harsh servitude. Some say slaves on slavery, but the harsh servitude. In Exodus chapter 6, verse 5, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity, Ha Shalush, Ha Kadosh. Ha Elohim therefore instructed Moshe to say to Ha'am, to say to the people, Ani Hoa, I be Jehovah, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Mitzrayim, of the Egyptians, and I will deliver you from their bond age, their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgment, and I will take you to me. I will take the eye to eye. I will take the eye to eye for a people, and I will be to you Elohim, Elohim, a true good, a true God. Now, these four statements are sometimes called and referred to as the four expressions of redemption. What are the four expressions of redemption? One, I will bring you out, bringing out. I will deliver, I deliver you. I will redeem you, and I will take you to me.
I will take the eye to eye, the four expressions of redemption. Here we have it in Exodus chapter 6, verse 5. Now, despite these great yay and amens, despite these great promises, however, Ha'am, the people, they were unable to listen to Shema, to listen, to hear, because of their, quote, shortness of breath. The shortness of breath, Scripture brings this out, the shortness of breath on account of their harsh bondage, the harsh servitude. When harsh servants are servants, but the harshness of it in the modern latter-day times of the Gentiles, we call this slavery. Jehovah then told Moshe to go in and tell Paro, Pharaoh, Melech Mitzrayim, the king, the Melech, coming to Molech of Mitzrayim, to let the people of Israel go. Shalach et ami, let my people go, to let the people of Israel go out of his land. Moshe, he protested. Moshe protested to Jehovah that if the Bnei Yisrael, if the Israelites would not listen to him, how could he ever hope to convince, to persuade Paro, to persuade Pharaoh, the great house? Now, the narrative does not provide an explicit answer to Moshe's question, though it repeats that Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, commanded Moshe and Aharon and Aaron to bring the people, Ha'am, Mitzrayim, to bring the people out of Mitzrayim, out of Mizraim, Misery, Mizraim, Mitzrayim. Here we have Exodus chapter 6, verse 13. Now this parasha, this portion, this kufim, right, this the division according to the seasons, the readings in the season. This portion here, Wa'era, for Shabbat, Wa'era, for Sabbath, and I appeared, Wa'era. It then provides the genealogy of Moshe and Aharon, Moses and Aaron, perhaps to serve as a prelude for establishing their authority among Amo Yisrael, among Israel, among the people of Yisrael. And Jehovah said to Moshe, see, I have made you like Elohim to Paro. Now, the significance of that statement, that Moshe is made Elohim, God, Elohim, nature, the nature of natures, the Elohim to Paro, to Pharaoh, to Peron, to the great house. And your brother Achikah, Aharon, and your brother Aaron shall be your prophet. Nabieka shall be your Nabi, your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you. And Achikah, Aharon, your brother Aaron, shall tell Paro, the great house, Pharaoh, to let the people of Israel, go out of his land. Exodus chapter 7, verses 1 and 2. Now, HaTorah, John's directions, instructions, a teaching. Give us a teaching of his majesty. Tells us that Moshe was 80 years old and Aharon and Aaron 83 years old when they first encountered Paro, the great house, Pharaoh. HaElohim then foretold that he would harden Paro, the great house's heart, so that he would not listen to them. This would then cause him to execute upon Mitzrayim, upon Egypt, upon Kemet, if you please, for its downpression of Jah people. Quote, then I will lay my hand, Yadi, my Yad, upon Mitzrayim, and will bring my host, my people, Ami, the Bnei Yisrael, my host, the children, the sons of Yisrael, out of the land of Mitzrayim by great acts of judgment. In Exodus chapter 7, verse 4. So when Paro, the great house,
Say the white walls in ancient Egypt, the white walls, like the White House, right? When Paro again refused to let the people journey, the request was for the people to journey into the Midbar, into the wilderness, the desert, to worship Yahweh, Jehovah. The showdown between the kingdom of man and the kingdom of Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, began. In the first exchange, Aharon's staff was turned into, some say, a serpent, a snake, the tanim, that entirely swallowed the staffs of the Mitzrayim, magicians and sorcerers, wise men. Nevertheless, Paro, the great house, Pharaoh, hardened the mind, and refused to let the Bnei Yisrael go. Ha'Elohim then began. He began sending an increasingly severe series of plagues upon the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. First, the waters of the Nile River, it began to turn to dam, to blood. Then swarms of frogs began to overrun the land. Lice then came up from the dust, followed by swarms of noxious beasts. Pestilence began killing the domestic animals, while painful boils afflicted the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians. For the seventh plague, Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Netcher of Netchers, sent a hail of fire and ice from Shemayim that devastated much of the land. Despite witnessing all these miracles, however, Paro, the great house, remained proud and unmoved. After Paro, Pharaoh still failed to relent. Ha'Elohim further hardened his heart, setting the stage for the final plagues upon Mitzrayim and the great exodus of Israel. So hear, Shema Yisrael. Wa era. First person. Simple passive form of ra, to see. Ra, resh, aleph, hey, ra, to see. Wa era, and I was seen. Wa era, and I appeared. Wa era, and I became visible. Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures, appeared, became visible, was seen to the Hebrew Trinity, the patriarchal Trinity, to Abraham, to Yitzhak, and to Yaakov. Wa era, and I appeared, and I was seen, and I was visible.
Reggae fire, yeah. Rush, it's time for Israel to praise their King. Almighty Elohim, we know that the times are changing. People, don't lose your spirit, run away.
Yahshua's name.
King of Israel, blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Carrying palm branches and chanting in mighty volume. Blessed be the King of Israel. Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi. Inflasya.
The whole place is due for
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, Ata tireh asher e'eseh leparo ki yad chazaka, v'shalchem b'yad chazaka, yigarshem me'aretzo. Then the Lord, Hashem said to Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. Vayomer Yahuwah el Moshe, Ata tireh asher e'eseh leparo, lefaro, For with a strong hand shall he let them go. Ki biyad chazaka. Ki biyad chazaka. With a strong hand yishalchem. He shall send them forward, send them to go. For with a strong hand, ki biyad chazaka yishalchem. For with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. U biyad, u biyad, u biyad chazaka yigarshem me arzo. U biyad chazaka yigarshem me arzo. And with a strong hand, u biyad chazaka. Ubiyad chazaka, for strong hand shall he drive them out. Yigar shem, from me arzo, his land. Me arzo. Why daber Elohim el Moshe? Why yomer Elayo? Ani Yahuwah, ani Yahuwah, ani Yahuwah. And Elohim spake to Moshe, Vaydaber Elohim el Moshe, and said to him, Vayomer Elayo, I am the Lord, Ani Yahuwah, Ani Yahuwah, Ani Yahuwah. And I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob by the name of God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, was I not known to them. Wa era illa Abraham, illa Yitzhak, wa illa Yaakov, bi El Shaddai. Ushmiya Yahuwah lo noda'iti lahem. And I appear. Wa era, wa era, and wa appeared I, era, wa era, wa era, il Abraham, il Yitzhak, wa il Yaakov, bi El Shaddai. And I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob by God Almighty, bi El, in the El, in the El, bi El. Be'el Shaddai, Be'el Shaddai, in by way of God Almighty, Almighty El, Almighty El, El Shaddai, Ushmi, Ushmi, and my name, Ushmi Yahuwah, Lo Noda'iti Lahem. And by my name, and my name, Ushmi Yahuwah, Ushmi Yahuwah, Lo No Noda'iti. I was not known. I was not known Lahem. Lo nodaiti. Lo nodaiti. Lo nodaiti. Lahem. Lo nodaiti. Lahem. And I was not known to them. Wigam. Hikimoti eta beriti yaitama lateta lahem eta aretza kna'ana eta aretza migurehem asha garu bah. And I have also established my covenant with them. With gam hikimoti. Hekimoti, hekimoti eta briti, itama la teta laheme eta areta Kanaan. To give them the land of Kanaan, the land of Canaan. Eta areta migurehem ashagaru baha. The land of their pilgrimage, migurehem. Aretz Megurehem, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. Asha Garu Baha. Asha Garu Baha. And I have heard the groanings of the children of Israel, Wigam Ani Shama Iti Eta Na Ikata Bine Israel Asha Mitraima Ma Bidima Otama We Ezakora Eta Briti. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel. Wigam Ani Shama Iti Eta Na Ikat Bnei Yisrael, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, Asha Mitzrayim, Ma'ibadim, Asha Mitzrayim, Ma'ibadim, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Asha Mitzrayim, Ma'ibadim, Otam, wa ezekor, and I have remembered, wa and ezekor, and I have remembered at Beriti, I have remembered my covenant, Beriti. Wherefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will rid you out of their bondage, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm and with great judgments. Laken emora livne Israel. Ani Yahuwah will hoseti yaetekem niyatachata sivlota mitzrayim. Where he is aletia etekem meya ebodata ma wega aletia etekem bizaroa netuya u. Bishafatim gedoli. Wherefore say to the children of Israel, Laken, Emor, Livnei Israel. I am the Lord. Ani Yahuwah. I be he who be who he be, wehotzeti etekem miyatachat, and I will bring you out from under miyatachata sivlota mitzrayim, bring you out from under the burdens, the sivlot mitzrayim, the burdens of the Egyptian, and I will rid you out of their bondage, where he salti et kema meya ibodata, from their burdens, and I will redeem you with a stretched out arm, and I will redeem you with gaalti etekem. Bizaroa netuya, and with great judgments. U bisha fatim gedolim, and I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a God, and ye all shall know that I am the Lord your God, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. Lakachti etekem li le'am. We hayiti lachem lelohim we adaitam ki ani yawa elohekem hamotzia etekem miyatachata sivlota mitzrayim. And I will take you to me for a people, and I will be to you a Elohim. We lakachti etekem ali le'ama Haiti lachem lelohim, and ye shall know that I am he who be who he be, your Elohim. We da'item, we da'item, we da'item aki ani yahweh lohekem. Hamotzi etekem mitachata sivlot mitzrayim. And you will know that I be he who be we be your Elohim, which bringeth you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you into the land. Weheveti, weheveti etekem il haaret, and I will bring you in to the land concerning the which I did swear to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and I will give it you for an inheritance. I am the Lord. Weheveti etekem el haaretz asher nasati eta yadi alateta otaha le Avraham le Yitzhak o le Yaakov wenatahti otaha lachem mori morisha ani yawah.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
I'm going. I'm ready.
Hey, my Lord, are you coming? Say, Daddy, come, man. Let's move along, man. Roll it.
Come people, yeah. ordinary people. But you've been made to think that you are less than who and what you are. No human being made in the image and likeness of God is ordinary. Because God is not ordinary. God is extraordinary, and so are you who are made in his image and in his likeness.
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Oh, clap your hands,
oh, clap your hands,
oh, clap your hands,
oh, clap your hands.
I feel like black people shall develop themselves, you know. And, you know, all it needs is people who keep it down for either die out of the earth or something.
What is your feeling about the condition of black people here in the United States? What is your feeling about the condition of black people here in the United States? What is your feeling about the condition of black people here in the United States?
I feel like black people shall develop themselves, you know, not to settle down this developing of itself have any prejudice thing to it. It's just that we are people with our own history and culture, we can educate ourselves. I mean, we are the first creators, so we have really, everything we see on this earth, yeah, the black man make it. And I'm saying that the white man don't make some. But all wisdom comes from the black man.
You know, a lot of young viewers look up to you and are going to want to hang on every word and every syllable. Do you have a message for young people?
Well, you know, the whole thing again is to really check out the truth of Rasta and don't make, like, follies in. Don't make it checked out. And don't get too busy that you can't check out the truth. Because the truth is there. And Africa awaits its creators. And we know that the people in the West, headwise, them ready, you know. Them have to learn, come learn. What them learn in the West, they have to care to them, to them people, make it be a benefit to the people. Because, I mean, how long must the black people suffer? And these are people, you know. And then we have our own culture, we have everything. We don't shatter anything. We have everything. Plus, we have a land that no one is living there. And we must go home to it. And when you go home, you can build all of these big buildings if you want. I mean, if you miss a city, build a city. You know what I mean? If you want a car, you can get a car. I mean, I don't see the big thing. One time America was, you know what I mean, maybe used to have lots of all what do you call it, all sort of thing I walk through. Africa is a peaceful place. Then we want to fool black people, but it's a jungle and blah, blah, boom, boom.
Where have you been in Africa besides Ethiopia?
Zimbabwe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Gabon.
How did Zimbabwe strike you?
Well, you know, Zimbabwe nice, man. Zimbabwe really nice. I mean, you know, it's like a paradise in our place. You know, when you go in and see, it's beautiful.
How did the people react to you?
People's great. Yeah. People good. You know, them places, when you go and you see how the people and how the land set up, you see people living. You see a man having mouse for a nice piece. And then the whole thing about it, the climate, you can go out all the while. You know what I mean? The climate nice outside.
Yeah.
If you want to look for a few lions and things, you can walk and go. And if you want to see some things that man never make, but it look like somebody make it, that's all Zimbabwe too. Because I go in a place and I see some stone farm, but I know it's not no man make it, but the wheat farm, you know, is higher than something.
It's really been a pleasant and informative experience talking to you, Brother Molly.
Nice.
I thank you for your time.
I agree.
Wish you well.
Pass that.
For her sins have reached unto heaven, that ye be not partakers of her sins.
Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people. Come out of her, my people, my people, my people.
Nine said greetings in the name of the mighty King of Iron, played by the King of Zion, bringing Iron, South Sky, Zion, and responsibility to dreadlock. Yes.
The promised land.
Imagine Ghana like California with Sunset Boulevard, Johannesburg would be Miami, Somalia like New York with the most pretty light, the toughest pretty car, every New Year the African Times Square lock up. Imagine Lagos like Las Vegas, the ball is them a ball, Angola like Atlanta, a pure plane take off, Bush Gardens in a Mali, Chicago in a Chad, Magic Kingdom in a Egypt, Philadelphia in Sudan, the Congo like Colorado, Fort Knox in Abyaban, people living in Morocco like the state of Oregon, Nigeria warmer than Arizona, bring your sun lotion, early morning class of yoga, on the beach in Senegal, Ethiopia the capital, be the congregation, and that's how I belong, and where the king come from.
I can see us all in limos, that you want a limo,
riding on the king's highway.
Pinky rings, realistic princesses, heiresses, bunch of kings and queens. Plus, I picture fortunes for kids out in Port-au-Prince. Powerless, they not allowed to fit, but not about to slip. Vision promised land with fashion like Madison Ave, Manhattan, Saks Fifth Avenue, Rodeo. Relaxing, popping labels, promised lands, no fables. This where the truth's told. Use them two holes above your nose to see the proof, yo. Imagine a contraption that could take us backwards. The world was run by black men, back to the future, anything could happen. If these are the last days and 100-foot waves come crashing down, I get some hash, some pounds, pass around some bud and watch the flood. Can't stop apocalypse, my synopsis is catastrophic, and satellites is causing earthquakes. Will we survive it? Honestly, man, it's the sign of the times and the times at hand.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land. The
freedom. We going to promised land. The promised land.
What? Promised land? What? Cleveland?
No, Jasper.
Baltimore?
No, Jasper, the promised land.
What? Oh, the promised land. Minnesota?
Jamaica and the troubles in America and the troubles all around the world for all the people who are oppressed by a system. Do you see that through these cultural activities, is that the best way to reach people in your opinion?
I'm not trying to reach people. I am what I am.
Mm-hmm. See, and there's a lot more people like me out there, which is my people. So I'm not trying to reach a strange people. The people that I'm reaching is my own people.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the same thing. We come in this time as our people. It's not nobody else's people, but our people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thanks.
So when I really come out in the world to strangers, it's not strangers. We might never see one another for a long while, but it's our people.
Mm-hmm. What do you see the Babylon system as?
Babylon system is a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Deceiving the people day by day. Building church and university. Because now, when you check the church now, the church, the Bible is here. The Bible is here that in Christ coming, you be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, right? So when we look up, we see Isaac Blasi.
Sent by the king, watch them on the ring when me fly down far. We step on the beast and kick down with him like a slide down bar. We burn in the system, we tell the youth if we fight gun bar. Uplifting Mrs. String, tell us the last see, yeah, I love star. We love Wally, Babylon the system falling. But this is just the beginning, beginning of the grand finale. Finale because eventually we get the cause. And we stand up tall and we be gang of cause. United we stand, divided we fall and we love. Whoa, oh, walk with the Prince of Peace, Philosophy and the leader. Praise be to the Kings of Kings, Alpha and Omega. On their face and bloodshed on their shoulder. Turn from your sinful way, yeah, before lightning strike all over. Well, if a atrocity where your cars can get to you, then you have the other city, see, come give me gun for shoot. And I chat all you like the city, well, this is the ugly truth. When you bring all the guns, come give me give it to my recruit. Big revolution, one time the guns them turn for the old politician. We bring it come in the first place, I should have on education. We make the youth them learn, instead of buy ammunition. And you won't come run the next turn, go run up under your bed. Boy, put your hand on your head, me terrible and me dread. Corrupted politicians, me dead boy. Want to coral yard, don't have to valley yard. Come like a pre every garden, no revolution reach every garden. Go put this up in the greener, me want it reach every reader. If you not live like Haile Selassie, you not fit to be chronic leader. Walk with the Prince of Peace, Philosophy of the leader. Praise be to the Kings of Kings, Alpha and Omega. Stop until my people are free. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be. In the last days when the youth them are free, dread and terrible. Give thanks and praise for the King of Peace. Praises be to the Prince of Peace. Now stop, give thanks and praise to Alpha and Omega. Empress many
Is that the best way to reach people in your opinion?
I am not trying to reach people, I am what I am.
Mm-hmm.
See, and there's a lot more people like me out there, which is my people. So I'm not trying to reach a strange people. The people that I am reaching is my own people.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the same thing, we come in this time as our people. It's not nobody else's people, but our people.
Musical Jingle Love!
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael.
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Adonai Echad.
Oh, shalom, chaburim. Just taking a few moments here to speak to our inspiration, some observations concerning this 14th RSS Weekly Torah Portion Sabbatical Study, the sabbatical strong right here. Wa'era'a, in the Hebrew, wa'era. Wa'era, wa'era'a, wa'era'a, wa'era. Often it would be among the Khazarians and other Yehudi, they would say va'era, but really it's wa. Wa, we-era, 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 and I appeared. Very interesting here. Here's actually a continuation of the revelation of the Hebrew Trinity. I think that the book by Yoel Natan, the Jewish Trinity, I know I've mentioned this document before because it gives an articulation in English and also reference with the Hebrew that reminds I of what I got to learn and grow and study by reading and researching some of the Ethiopian manuscripts, the Judeo-Christian, I and I Judeo-Christian heritage, I and I divine heritage, what we often refer to as the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, we as Ethio-Ebos, Ebos here, as once lost now found, black sheep of the Beta Israel, really bringing out that revelation of the Hebrew Trinity, or HaShalush, say HaShalush HaKadosh, Holy Trinity, Kedus Selase, Bamarinya BeKaguz, from the Guz construction, we say Kedus Holy Selase, Selase, or Selase. We have it in the Hebrew as HaShalush HaKadosh. Kadosh, holy, HaShalush, the Trinity, HaKadosh, the holy. So we have the Holy Trinity in the revelation here. What many might not really, unless you really study this, and it really starts to come out and becomes another layer of interpretation. There's like a unified field. So most ones really only see somewhat more or less of what we call the visible light spectrum. I'm talking about of the word in the study. So it's like what they can see on the page, on the paper, you know, within the four corners of the paper. This is what one see. And usually interpreting that just according to the Peshat, the, you know, what it seems to be, you know, when one's read the Bible. And this is where a lot of the scoffers and the mockers and the confusion, and also where many ones who have taken our scripture and our word and have twisted it up. So there's a lot of people who are adversely disposed to the scripture or the Bible. So when we talk about the Bible, or we're Hebrews, or Ethiopians, Hebrews, and Jews, black Jews, some folks say that they really get offended, you know, what they've heard of the so-called monotheism and monotheistic kind of isms and so forth and so on. So, you know, we would, you know, give like an apology to them, but we're not the ones who brought that false paradigm to their hearts and their minds. So when we're referring, okay, this is the Bible, this is the Torah, this is Genesis, here we're in Exodus or Leviticus or Numbers, Deuteronomy, or we're pointing to Scripture and reading, many ones and ones who are unstable and unlearned and no doubt also have suffered some psychic and soul damage, you know, by bibliolaters, idolaters who just happen to use the Bible as their idolatry. Now, I say this because of the truth. Some folks may not like me saying this right here. So when we're going through some of these reasonings, we have to kind of point to just the reality that certain times you'll, even among certain Rastas and Rastafari, you know, even the Mutaruk is still I and I, brother, despite or in spite of philosophical differences. It might sound like, oh, he's throwing shade against Judaism or Judeo-Christian and Western Gentile, the Bible, whether this or that. I get that. You know, because, see, he's communicating if he's been called and sent, you know, the cutting edge and, you know, his outreach and his ministry to the Benjamites and to Jamaica and the Caribbean and those who he and I've also checked out his work, so forth and so on. I get that, you know, I understand that many of them have not been exposed to anything but the WAS, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant indoctrination. So ones, when they look at the Bible, they hear about the scripture, or when the Bible is preached or proclaimed to them, it's mainly more or less from that Western Gentile. In other words, most Negroes haven't gotten out of that Stockholm mentality vis-a-vis regarding the Bible. You know what I'm saying? And there might be different consequences, like if we all were taken hostage, you know, and there's a whole bunch of us, you know, there'd be different reactions after the experience all depends on how deep ones were in it prior to freedom and coming out. And this is what we also have as we go forward with the children of Israel. So many valuable socio-spiritual, psychological, socio-political, economical. There's a lot of information packed into what you might think just is a so-called myth. You know, people say, oh, this is a myth. You know, oh, this was all taken out of Egypt. Listen, we as so-called black folk, you know, we talk about how the Americans or the Westerners or the white folks don't really give us the credit for what we have done, our ancestors, their inventions over such and such time, and we know there's a lot of truth to that, although we need to be cautious of the, you know, the RBG, you know, the latter days, you know, the latter day pro-blacks and the RBG mixed multitudes. We really need to have a lot of caution right there, you know, but that too will be addressed. So it's not just so-called white folks. We think it's, oh, white people are treating us like this, but we were treated like this by our own black folks in the same spirit and the truth, and this is what the experience in Mitzrayim was. See, we don't really know that today in this timeline. And this time-space continuum, we see it basically in the so-called black and white, or this is the paradigm. So he's, okay, white folks have done this. But what does the Rastaman say? Rastaman says, death to black and white downpressor. All right, so we might just be familiar with the latter part of that, the so-called white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, so-called white downpressor in these latter days and times of the Gentile world system, you know, this present world system, present world age, Esau age, right? But what we don't remember is that when ancient Mitzrayim, or as y'alls like to say, not y'alls by Habarim, but some of the other y'alls that hopefully will check this out, you know, Kemet. And here's the shame of it. They don't know Kemet very well, and they don't really know the basics, the Peshat even of the Bible very well. You know, and this is where in the yeshiva, I and I, Rastafari yeshiva, in the Torah portion studies, you know, we're building up a generation, you know, the hearts, the minds. You see, this is what we say, consistency to this, because only through that consistency, this is why we advocate discipleship, right? And that personal discipleship, you see, because it's only, what did Brahim Selassie say? You know, only we that can free I and I mind. So, you know, but we have to put in the time, you know, we have to put in the mind, put in the time, put in that study. You know what I'm saying? We're all hungry. We're here around a banqueting table, right? And somebody's sitting there, they're so hungry, just looking at the food, they're waiting for somebody to pick up the food and put it in their mouth. Maybe once in a while give them a gorsha or something like that. But ultimately, you get the analogy. We have to feed ourselves. You know, there's a scripture that says that, you know, there's such a lazy one that, you know, would have food there, but would be so lazy to pick up the food and put it to their mouth. All right, so it's the same thing with this food right here, this manna, the manna of the word, you know, the manna of the word. So, as I was just saying just briefly at the outset of this, there's a revelation, a continued revelation of the Hebrew Trinity, which is going on here. And when you read and study the scriptures in the Torah portion, and hopefully the item will, you know, as I grows in grace and the knowledge will come to, you know, that acceptance for yourself. I mean, you will see it. Hopefully you'll see what I'm testifying to and what others are testifying. You will get to know for yourself. This is I and I prayer to Abba Father, B'Shem Yeshua. Amen. 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 So when you're reading from the Hebrew, it's interesting. We have the name Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh. Y-H-W-H. Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh. Yahweh, some say Yahweh. Yahuwah, Yahweh, he who be, who he be. This is what we emphasize. That. People say, I am that I am. Oh, that's Ehya, Ehya, Asher, Ehya. So see what that was in the difference right there. That's I am. See, here's where the study of the language and linguistics is very important. Because as we begin to get a grasp of that, we begin to see within the narrative that revelation of the name Yahuwah, Yahweh. We see that revelation as we're reading the narrative. Now, of course, many are still somewhat lost in translation. Even the KJV, the King James Version, the Targum, which is structurally, I'll say this again and again, structurally it's very accurate. It's a good structure to begin to continue to study. But most have got to a certain point where they've been distracted by a lot of the Kemet talk. Oh, Moses stole this from the 42 negative confessions of Nebseni, so forth and so on, and yada, 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 and the Hebrews don't exist, and it wasn't there, yada, yada. Oh, man. You know, and we didn't really believe this, but we heard it. We say we had to prove whether it's true or it's not true, and this is where we went and did our own study. And the more we studied, the more we came across. Now, of course, no doubt we may have been studying with a couple of additional tools, or with a kind of a higher perspective. Most ones would just get boggled down in the English or what other people have chewed and spit out. But we were able to actually, you know, both chew the food for ourselves and also take that seed and plant the seed and grow and till the soil. You know what I'm saying? And so we seek to share with others is that opportunity as well, you know, from some of the best practices and procedures, and also in this gathering as we go about and through some of the other resources, many that you find online at some of the, you know, official sites and everything, RastafariGroundation.org, also the RastafariRenaissance.com. Be sure to check it out, as well as the Rastafari Midrashim, you know, on the WordPress. But you get all those links from Rastafari Groundation. Okay.
And LOJS.org, updated site, LOJS.org.
Last Shana, probably maybe last Shana, well, more fully during last Shana, but it was probably the Shana before, near the mid part, where more and more we started to take a regular discipline of looking at the Hebrew first words. Some of you all no doubt would hear that in the audios, and also we seek to do like a vlog, you know, every sabbatical on that particular first word. So at least give the Hebrew read of it, show it on the screen, you know, and then also a first reasoning on those first words, going over those first words, the context, you know, of the particular first word for that sabbatical, you know what I mean? And that in itself has really provided a really good anchor, not just going over the first word, okay, this is the first word, but really begin to get familiar with that, and then inspiring I is like it motivates I to even study more, you know, and to read a little bit more. And yes, my own reading and enunciations improving, and you know, but you become more familiar with it. It's like a child beginning to, as His Majesty said in the autobiography, book one. You know what I mean? You know how gradually, right, and over a prolonged period of time. So we get these bite-sized Torah portions in the reading and feeding. And even here, as we're in Shemot or Exodus, it's so very interesting. I was just going over it a little bit earlier, and it went through the Chumash. I had to highlight certain areas, both in the Hebrew as well as, so I used the Chumash, the hard copy, along with some of the interlinear Old Testament with the Hebrew Masoretic, as well as the New Testament, Septuagint, the Greek. And there's a lot of websites out there, ones and ones. Hopefully we'll find that which is most convenient and, you know, useful for themselves. We like to use, we're really about consistency, you know, on a certain level. If we find that it's useful, so we'll recommend that for others, because what we know, for example, the Word software, that free software right there, we'll utilize that along with the hard copy, the Chumash. Hopefully we can get some more of these Chumash and also the scans of it. Keep that, you know, as we seek to build that team, right, in 2018, child willing, B'Shem Yeshua. So, just encourage the studies forward. Like I said, there's more. We have a continual revelation of the Hebrew Trinity right here, and it's interesting, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to touch on some of the main points of that, to just bring that out.
2018,
check it for themselves. We don't expect ones to just accept what we're saying. No, but prove it or seek to disprove it if you can. You know what I mean? Now, of course, this is not to dismiss, you know, other brothers, so to speak. I say brothers, so to speak, because like I said, Moods is still I and I Rastafari brother, even though for I and I we say it's reckless. For us to say it, some of the things that some of the others say, playing down our Judeo-Christian heritage, some other Rastas and Rastamen, it would be reckless for us. It might not be reckless for them. You know what I'm saying? Because if we did that, right, if we downplayed the truth of the Bible, if we just got on the bandwagon and say, oh, the Bible was just plagiarized out of Egypt, knowing what we know, we would be a liar. For them, they really believe what they're saying is true. Let's just overstand that. They really, really accept that what they're saying is true. So on that level, the best thing we can do is show cause. You know, show and prove. Right? And this is why we go through, you know, and continue to go through. And we give thanks to Abba Father, B'Shem Yeshua, for that strength. I mean, the prayers of I and I Lady, you know, I and I Lady, the mother of I and I Black Lord and Savior. You know, may her prayers be with I and we as well. So we have a further revelation of the Hebrew Trinity, both overtly in the text with the Melaach, or also the Ha-Melaach, the angel, the Melaach Yahweh, the Melaach Yahuwah. We have a further revelation, right, of the pre-incarnate Bain, Ha-Bain. We have Elohim, Ha-Bain. And when we say Elohim, Ha-Bain, we're saying God the Son being revealed here in the person of Ha-Melaach, Ha-Melaach, or the angel, right? And just for the record, Brahana Selassie, Bob Marley, and I Rastafari Joseph. There's a song, Selassie I is a Chapel. You need to check it out. And also listen to the lyrics of that man is the angel, our God, and the King of Kings. You have to listen. See, in Hebrew, when we say angel, we say Melaak. When we say king, we say Melech. So just as in English, we see similarity with words, sound, right? And there's a meaning that can be observed or received, you know, amongst us, you know, word, sound. There's the patois, the Irish, there's slang based on word, sound. So now we've only had this translation, right, that this Targum, the KJV, to rely on. Why is it so structurally sound in the structure? Because only the KJV, the King James Version, can you take those interlinear softwares like the Blue Letter Bible or, for example, the Word software or various other sites and softwares out there, and it's only with the KJV that you really can study the Strong's Concordance words, which point to the underlying roots as we have it here for us as we rereading the Masoretic. So when we go through the first words, we generally would read the Masoretic. Now, if we do a V-log, whatnot, to show for the brothers and sisters, we'll show, you know, like the KJV, and you'll see the numbers. You see that mathematics, so the numbers like the H, such and such and such, the words that, the numbers that begin with H, and then in the New Testament, numbers that begin with G. You can only do this with the King James Version. These other funny money, funny currency Bibles, these other new Bibles, Amplify, whatever they want to call them, you can't do that. So what you're doing is relying on somebody else's whims and opinions in translation. You see, with the King James Version, they had to be more honest. And I know this is hard for some of y'all to recognize, but Noel Dyer, remember Papa Noel Dyer? It's in the Emperor's birthday. Yes, we also have come through a heavenly rotation, even to Earth Strong. Yes, yours truly 2 days after, you know, the adoration, right, of the Magi, right, to the mother, right, and the child. Oh, just announcing that right there, or just thinking about the Emperor's birthday. You need to check out that particular vid. In that, we have Noel Papa Noel Dyer. When he says King James, he did a good work for Iona. You see what I'm saying? For those who are part of that rapture, you see, Rastafari is the rapture, and we're caught up to meet him in the irid, in the ear. Right? So this is why I said for some of the others, like Muta Baruka and other ones, the ones that might be seeming to throw some shade or obviously some shade on the Bible. If we were to do, see, maybe that's good for them, or that's the level that they can get to. The only thing we can do is to show cause opposite, you know, based on the proof and the truth. And hopefully as that disseminates and people check out, well, the Gentile, Western, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant perspective is not the only perspective. I think ones are still wrestling with that because they might not have really listened carefully to the Rastaman, the elders, talk about Nati Dread learn the Amharic, Nati Dread learn the Amharic, learning our own language, our own linguistics, learn the scriptural language, studying the Hebrew, even the Koine Greek. You see, these are the languages that our ancestors spoke, and these are the languages that we should be able to speak, or at least especially in our studies, right, so we can know the truth as they saw it, because a lot of ones are getting lost in translation. Right? And in being lost in translation, you're not going to see those things. So being lost, you know, when lost people, you know, somebody's driving down the road and they get lost, whatever, they really think that they made all the correct turns and everything, even though they're lost. See, this is what a lot of those guys, so forth and so on. So that would be right. That's right for them, I guess. I don't know. But it's not right for I and I. So we're going to step up a little bit more to really show course, show and prove that a lot of these false ideas, such as the Hebrews were not in Egypt and there's no witness and evidence and all of this and that, they never existed. And wow. I could understand that from those who haven't been called in the new name, right? Rastafari, but I can't receive that, you know? For my part, I glory in them. I mean, I know who called them. You see what I'm saying? But maybe it's just a part of this downpression as we have in this Torah portion right here. It talks about, and Moses spoke to the children of Israel, but they hearkened not to Moshe for impatience of spirit and for cruel bondage because of shortness of spirit. You know, when a person is full of anguish, their breath comes in short gasps. See, the Israelites feared that Paro would put them to death after Moses' challenge. That's what a lot of folks really, it's the same way right now, right, even amongst ones and ones. And this is just a part of, in this Torah portion, Exodus 6 and 9. And it's like that even in this time, that Moses, he spoke to the children of Israel as the lion of the tribe of Judah society, been speaking to I and I brothers and sisters, you know, the children, once lost, now found, children of Israel, but they hearken not. They don't hearken. Why? Because of the downpression, shortness of breath, shortness of spirit, anxiety, you know, what they're experiencing, you know. John knew that, and he revealed that right here for I and I. So with that knowledge, onward and upward, Rastafari soldier, yes, I, onward and upward, we're coming up, right, coming up out of this spiritual Egypt, the higher, 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 heights. Yes, I, Rastafari, eyes of God.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important, 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 important,
Yes, 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 Steel Pulse was not King James Version, classic album, Babylon the Bandit. And here, Pamuta, great song, great tune right here, dovetails with this second book of Moshe right here, Exodus. It's called Canaan Land. Pay attention to the last words, quoting the prophecy, you know, of the Exodus. But here, Muta Baruka, Canaan Land.
And knew what his youngest son had done. And he said, cursed be Canaan, blessed be Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant.
Now the Israeli and the Arab man fighting for Canaan land, according to the book I read. Canaan is from Amseed. Amson got a portion of land. Now where the hell Canaan portion? Abraham had two sons in Israel. They said the Arab and Israeli. Two brothers fighting control the land. The land. The land, the land of Canaan. Esau, Esau, yes, Jacob, give me your right and take my cup. Check the facts and you will see Canaan was sold into slavery. Disappeared from the pages of time because of his father's crime. Now the Israeli and the Arab man, both fighting in a foreign land. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. The land, the land, the land of Canaan. A land that flowed with milk and honey, now drenched with blood and body. King's ear. Leaders, leaders, beware, beware. Jerusalem, the city of the great king. Tears and sorrow, today she brings. And now shall the mighty fall. Like a woman in labor, the land shall call. Enough, enough, you're living in time. But some things must be left behind. Fight you must for the peace of land. But remember it belongs to the son of Ham. Two brothers fighting to control the land. The land. The land. The land of Canaan. Now listen this. I tell you true that the king of kings have been shown to you. The king of Israel have been revealed. To open the book and to lose the seal. The throne of David shall ever stand to guide and protect the sons of Ham. Two brothers fighting to control the land. The land. The land. The land of Canaan. The land. The land. The land of Canaan.
Led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country,
prosperity. For stubborn disobedience and suffered a curse, captivity. 400 years twice over was the prophecy. Kidnapped from Africa, sold as a slave, but my home is in the east. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the horns of Africa, I am Israel. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the horns of Africa, I am Israel.
Shabua, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days.
God bless you. We find your peace and approvable. God bless you for coming to the church tonight. God bless your day.
Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Shall fear him. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving help, thy saving. Psalm 67. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously, and govern the nations upon earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him, shall fear him. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Selah. God be merciful unto us, and bless us. Cause his face to shine upon us. Selah.